Who has your soul? Do you belong to Jesus or Satan? What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul? Mark 8, verse 36. We have a phrase that expresses the meaning of this verse. We say, he sold his soul to the devil. The expression takes its original meaning from the actions of Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. As we watch the news on TV or scan media sites on the internet, I am often reminded of this verse. It would appear that selling your soul to Satan is a common practice in today's world. As Christians, we must examine ourselves and determine whom we have crowned Lord of our lives. A quick look at your checkbook and your calendar will usually reveal who or what you love and who owns your soul. As a Christian, do you say that you love the Lord but seldom read His Word or worship with other believers? Do you stop to pray only when you have a major problem? Are you walking in love with your own family and people at work? Is God's Word the final authority in your life? Do you have the heart of a servant leader and readily give others the advantage? Do you live a holy life or sin readily and hope to clean up the mess with a superficial, "I'm sorry, Lord"? Who do you trust and follow on a daily basis? Is your mind, heart, and soul set on God or the things of this world? Do you put God and His Word first in your life? Child of God, I encourage you to ask God to speak to you today and show you who or what you have chosen to worship and to reveal who owns the rights to your soul. Have you crowned money, possessions, fame, or power Lord of your life? Do you bow down and submit to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? Have you gained the world but lost your soul? Lord, thank you for your word and for the gift of salvation. Holy Spirit, help me live a life of righteousness and to be focused on storing treasures in heaven. Jesus, I reject Satan and the world and call you Lord and Savior of my life. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.